For your journey in life, you need direction from the Master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
I open up my mind. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father God, once again we are here. Holy Spirit, help us. Speak to us this evening. We have come to seek you. We have come to hear you. For the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for you have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted. Lord, every one of us that is here, the Bible says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Poverty of any form, Lord, let your word bring restoration and riches and wealth. Every heart here that is broken, Lord, strengthen us. Lord, we are different, we go through different things. Lord, let your word bring help to us this morning. Direction and focus. By the time we say amen, before that evil, Lord, let us live with fresh energy, fresh grace. In Jesus' name. Put your words in my mouth this morning, this evening, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Can have our seat. Praise the Lord. Welcome to church. Praise God. I would really want to encourage us before we go to the word. Praise God. You see, the word of God is real and God is faithful. I want us to believe. I know all of us are young. I don't need to ask you what you are going through. But I know the kind of struggles that an average young person goes through. And all of us are in that phase of life. But one thing that will never fail you is God's promises and God's covenant. There are many ways to be rich on time. Hallelujah. You know, today, somebody was telling me of how a pastor was duped of 10 million naira. And then there are many ways you can do Yahoo, you can have a lot of money on time. You can build a duplex, you can buy a car, you can do a lot of things. But then it is short-lived. And then the consequence may be irrecoverable. Hallelujah. But following the processes of God, like going through the stages, going through the refining, going through the pruning, it may look difficult, but it's ultimately for our good. Let us believe that the word of God works. Praise God. One encounter or one turnaround from God can change your life. The word of God works. And as you hear the word of God, believe that it can change your life. Hallelujah. Believe that the principles are working. It may look crude. Hallelujah. But it is still true. It's the ancient word, but it's ever true. The word of God is real. It will change my life and it will change your life. One thing I am sure of, and everybody that sticks or hear me, is one day we will stand and then be telling of our stories of the past. One day we will sit in a place, I can mark my words, and then we'll remember those days. Remember 2021, remember those days. It will happen. So long as we stay on course, hallelujah, we stay on course, it takes God nothing to bless us. The man of God was sharing me a story this week of how God began to change his life. He said that one day he was driving the car, he just felt like he should pray for somebody by 12. So he called the person, he said, I just feel I should pray for you now. Let me pray for you now. He prayed for the person. He said, 5 hours later, the person drove into his house. And said, you just pray for me by 12. I just have a breakthrough of 40 million naira. Now this is the tithe. In cash, 4 million naira. Just cash. Just pray by 12 and by 6, 4 million naira. Now, yes. Yes. So he was in his van and then somebody just drove you. Prado 2020. 20 what? It's 2021. And it's happened 2020. You know Toyota car? Do you know? Most of you talk about that we know it's 2004. That's the truth. 2004, 2005 model. 2020 Prado. You should know what I'm talking about. So the person wanted to give him that guy. Said, God said, no, give him that one. Said that he was in the house. The man drove with the car and the property. God said, I wanted to give him. God said, say, wait, why? You mean if I open my window now, I will see the car outside? Say yes. He was telling me that he was the one that put the plate number on that car. Brand new. Yeah, but he was telling me of how he went through suffering, a lot of processes. Sometimes God is bringing, you know, like a prayer we pray so that we can be able to handle success. The processes are good. You know, last 2 weeks I was reading the story of Frank Edward, was sharing during Sinha's birthday. He said he remembered himself and Sinha sleeping in studios. studios from studio. She said that Frank Edward said there was one studio in Lagos that did not go to him, except Sinach. Recording, so sometimes, after recording, her car will not start. And then they will be there struggling for the car to start. He said he himself he was learning to play. So sometimes Sinach will say, I want the strings to come up here. He said, I know it's not sweet because he cannot play it. So he said, as he was working with her, he was training himself. Later, she called the studio in her home house and he resumed work in her house. That was when they started. Now today she's a star. Now he's a star. But then all these stories, you see, that is why I keep telling us, learn to read biographies. Learn to read stories. Sometimes when there is a story you will read, you say, Lord, forgive me for complaining. You will apologize to God. Your story is not the worst. 2 days ago, I was reading the story of a lot of, you see, I like it. I just like reading stories of people. Sometimes it encourages me. You are not failing. Hallelujah. That you are on track. So learn to read stories. Hallelujah. I want to encourage us, all of us that are young, because it's true. 2 days ago, I was lying on the, yesterday I was lying, praying, and just looking at my life. Say, now, daughter, you are married. Now you have a child. So you are a father. 1 year ago, I would never believe this kind of thing can happen in my life. It will be like a joke. Your story, your life will be changing small. And then when you look back, you will not believe where you are coming from. Believe me. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you that every one of us, God will settle us. Believe what I'm sharing with you because it's working. It's what I'm using. I don't have anybody in the U.S. sending me money. Or in U.K., praise the Lord. It's the same word of God and it's working for all of us. And it's going to work for you. In Jesus' name. Say, I'm encouraged. I am refired to stay on course. Preach. Many people don't know that there are some days I came here, some of those days I'll preach. I didn't even have transport to come back. But you never know. You have to be professional enough to smile when you are broke. Not to use your problem to disturb members. Yes. One of the stories I can wish maybe some of you can remember. There was this one day I came to preach here. I was so happy. First lady was in school. Not having transport to go back home. Heaven and earth. I don't know. It has never happened before when somebody came and dropped 1,000 there on stage. After the service, Pastor, he said, somebody should take it. I said, bring it. Yeah, I'm telling you, I took 15 naira to go back to Ami Signal I didn't have. Yes. I want you to understand that it can only get better. Yes, it get better. This evening, finally, on Sunday, we'll be looking at something else. Hallelujah, still on obedience, praise God. But this evening, I'm looking at the cost of obedience. The cost of obeying God. Cost is the amount of resources or energy employed to achieve a goal or an aim. That means the amount of energy, the amount of time, the amount of resources you engage to achieve obeying God. So what will it cost you to eventually obey God? I have 7 of them this evening, but also a cost for something is the payment of a price for that thing. The price for the price. That is the price with Z for the price with C. Is that not true? Yes. That is the cost for something. The price you pay. The amount of something you pay to be able to achieve the price. Hallelujah. When you see an athlete, how many of us have watched 100 meter dash or long distance dash? Those Kenyan people. They're the one that always win, right? Is it Kenya? Just. The way they start is the way they end. There is not that. I had a friend one time doing this long distance race. It's 12 rounds, right? It's 12. So, the guy never rehearsed. We were 3 friends. My house was yellow house. So, the 2 of us were standing. Where is this guy now? Only for to see him on the track. Round 1, the guy was running. Hey, we are in here. Round 2, the guy. And then what happened was, there was this guy that was magical. You know, if somebody run once and run twice and meet you, you have to rest. They call it cantab. Once he has run the first one and he's going to the second one and he meets you, once he meets you, they will remove you. Yeah, that's the law of long distance race. Yeah, not supposed to run twice and come and meet you.
So there was a guy called, the guy was fast. Raw one, he was already counting people. After the third round, I did not see my guy. But later we are in the story. He said, when he signed it, that guy was already coming. So he advised him. Those Kenyans can start practicing from age 4, age 7, 14. You will see them in London, you think it's inheritance. No. They have been practicing. Yes. Yes. It costs them. There are certain things they cannot eat. There is this dance we call violin dance or something like that. Is that one they used to dance and do like see their mouth or something like that? You know that kind of, yes. They don't flour. Yes. Anything that is starchy, that make you look like brown, anything like that. They don't eat starch. They don't eat donut. They don't eat all. They don't eat it. They have to stay light and flexible. Some singers don't take oil. Or when they want to sing, I heard that when you want to sing, you should not take cold water. I thought it was a lie. One day I wanted to preach, and I took cold water. When I wrote, I couldn't sing. Yes. There are things certain singers cannot eat. Hallelujah. That is the cause for what they want to achieve. You see of Ronaldo football exercise, you see how, you see his muscles, it's not inheritance. It's weightlifting that brought it. Bishop Oyedepo said, when you see a star, never say it's lucky. Sorry, no, Dr. Mensah Otabil said that when you ever see a star anywhere, never think it's lucky. He paid the price. When you see a great man in the positive or negative world that is big, never think it's by luck. They pay the price. Come on, hallelujah. So obeying God, what will it cost you? Cost you something. The first thing that it will cost you, it will cost you loss of social relationships, of family relationships. Loss of what? Social relationships. Loss of family relationships. Apostle Selman said, when God called him into ministry, how many of us know Apostle Selman? All of us know him, right? He'd be a crime to be here, you don't know him. He said that his father looked at him and said, you are a disgrace to me. Say, my only prayer is that you will not affect your younger ones. Say, he cried. He cried. When God says, stay in Zaria. Say, there are days he will eat guava. You know guava? Guava. And you know guava is not a fruit. It's only stones that are inside. I think he will eat it and drink water and sleep like that. You obeyed God. Pastor Chintok, how many of you know Pastor Chintok? Say, when he finished NYC, God said, don't go to NYC. When he finished school, say, God said, don't go to NYC. Marry and start a church. Now, you hear God tell you that kind of instruction. First of all, your family say something you need psychological. Yes, that's the truth. But he married his wife, Pastor Sarah. Started, what's the name of the church? God Life Assembly. Now it's globally known. It will cost you family relationships. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, the Bible says, when a man wants to marry, he must leave his father and what? His mother. It's going to cost me. It cost me something to be married. Is that not true? I cannot go home anytime I want to. It will cost you something. Bible said to Abraham, Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Leave your what? Father and mother. Leave them. Leave their house. Imagine now you are barren, your wife is barren. And then you are going to live with a barren wife, your life you have never known, instead of in your family where you are safe. It will cost you your relationships. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 21 to 22, Bible says, Jesus Christ came and called Peter. He was with his father mending. Bible says, Peter left his father and followed Jesus Christ. Sometimes obeying God will cost you relationships. It will cost you family sometimes. When I started this church, my dad did not talk to me for over 1 year and a half. He refused to speak to me. He didn't talk to me once. In that year. Why? Because I was supposed to. So he's an engineer. They expect you to start working engineer. He had a lot of offers. Bring CV. I was not interested. I say his ministry. He refused talking to me for over 1 year and a half. It cost me that time. But now, he calls me. Please pray for this person. Call your brother. I am now, he knows I can pray. But he didn't talk to me for 1 year and a half. Yes. Sometimes when God said do something, it may cost you some relationships. There are people you have to detach from in obeying God. Do you think Abraham's father allowed him to go like that? He would have said, no, stay, out of love. Do you think Peter's father would have, the man is old already. So who will be helping me to fish? I say, I want to follow one young man. Say, we'll follow him. People will counsel you to stay. Sometimes you need to say, they may not understand, it's love. But you need to make a decision and move. Are we together? And what? Move. God's servant Dr. Paul Enete said when he was moving to Abuja with his wife from Jos, because he was in Jos before as a medical doctor, they were already working. He had a scholarship to move to UK. Is he UK? And then his wife, all of them are doing well in the medical field. And God said, move to Abuja. He said, when he arrived Abuja, he removed his shoe. He wanted to walk to Gogolada from, what is the name of the place? It's not trackable at all. But because he has never been to Abuja, he thought it was trackable. So he wanted to start trekking. To the point, said, yes. So he wanted to start trekking. So he met one of his schoolmates. He said, what are you doing in Abuja? That was when the person took him to Yanya or something like that. And then he slept. And then he told him that God told him to start a walk. When he told the father of his wife, the father of the wife said, if you want to die, must you take my daughter alone? Like, if you want to, at least you go and die, but must you take my daughter? It costs, imagine the kind of pain. Yes, sometimes obeying God will cost you relationships. Come on, hallelujah. Number two, sometimes obeying God will cost what I call temporal financial security. Temporal, what did I say? It's temporal. Sometimes it may cost you something temporally. Hallelujah. Human beings are beings of security, and especially ladies. Ladies are security conscious. You see, in the house, when my wife says, we don't have water, I've learned by experience, it means we have like 11 more water sachet, or 10. But if it's a man, when a man says, I don't have water, it means water has finished. And I try to look for it, if I say, okay, now I don't have water. Is that not the way we are? Yeah. There's no water in the reserve tank. Oh, when I open, water is half. I say, what is it? Why? Because they are security conscious. Are we together? Yes. Like, the one before the next one, before this one finished, they are sure of the next one. But then if you marry a pastor that moved by faith, and then it's an that's double wahala. But then temporarily following God will cause you financial insecurity. What I mean by temporary, you may not know when the next food may come. You may not know when the next 100,000 may come. You may not know when the next money may come. You may not know when the next meal may come. Temporarily, it may cost you finances. Hallelujah. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 19 to 20, when Elijah casted his mantle on Elisha, what was Elisha doing? He was farming, right? With an ox. He had servants attending to him. That was his family inheritance. He was already a blessed man. Is that not true? But he left and followed Elisha, that doesn't have a house to be a prophet. Left all the money temporarily, because very soon he became a national prophet. But when he was following Elijah for 6 years, he was washing hands on Elijah. He was temporarily, financially, maybe he didn't have a lot of money altogether. But it will be temporal. That's why I say it's temporal. Eventually the money will come. But as you start out in obeying God, it didn't start out with money. Are we together? So you may experience, in Matthew chapter 9 verse 9, the Bible says, Jesus Christ went and met Matthew at the custom table. And then he said, Matthew, follow me. And then Matthew left and began to follow. You know, it's a custom table. That is the people there to collect tax. In today's world, will be who? Will be who? FIRC. Are they broke people? And one of the senior guys. Imagine God saying, leaving a federal government job to come and start a church of zero members. Leaving your way paying just six figures. Seven figures. I don't even know Pastor Jerry Eze. You know Pastor Jerry Eze? You know his story? You want to know? You know? Yeah. He was working in the UN. Not Nigeria, UN. When he gave his resignation, the man said, are you okay? Please come. He had potential because he was young, intelligent, and promising. Because he come back to Nigeria. Not Abuja, not Port Harcourt, Umuahia. And start the ministry. Yeah. He said, when they were building their church, one of the days, the money has finished. He entered the car, closed the door, put his hand on the steering and began to cry. Lord, is this how my life will be? Is this how it's going to end? He said, somebody knocked at his window of the car. And then he opened and the man gave him a check. Say, from that day to that, he has never seen the man again. Yes. Say, he has never seen the man. Before that, after that. So it may cause you some temporal financial trouble, but it will balance eventually. Bible says, they that lose will eventually gain. Are we together? They that lose will eventually what? Yeah, that is, you see, that is why you must read this. People like who again will I mention again? A lot of stories on my head. Temporarily with that money. But eventually, I was telling Pastor Min, what was it? About the story of Kenneth Copeland, the richest person in America. He said he was a divorcee. His wife Gloria was a divorcee. So two divorcees married. He said, these two back pockets, you see how far they were? Say, the wife, because he was getting smaller, his waist was reducing. She kept adjusting the trouser until these two back pockets. Yeah, true life story. Until these two pockets, they met. See, they had one pot in the house. They call it the Almighty Pot. They will boil rice, turn it, do stew, turn it, boil water, and turn it. Yes. That is the same man that given 727 aircraft today. Started a church like that. If you go to the place called Eagle Nest, Creflodola will come and pack his jet. And what's the name of this man? Bill Winston will come and pack his jet. Like, it's not like he had a hand. People don't go in there with a car. People come with jet and pack and enter Bible study. But once upon a time, wearing one trouser, Apostle Aaron may say that there was a time he had only two black trousers hanging on the hanger. Only two black. That is why I learned, that was when I learned how to use the mystery of black color. May you understand it in Jesus' name. I don't know, you don't have clothes, you're buying green. For what? It's black. You don't have clothes, you're buying brown shoe. Wife, what for? Black shoe. Just polish it, my brother. Move. I said, that is a shoe that I cannot wear now because it doesn't conform with my level of life. That kind of shoe conform to car, house, office. That's the kind of shoe. You cannot wear it now. You cannot wear white shoe that be taking bike. It's black. See, only have two black trousers suspended in the hanger. Yeah. But now they are built, what's the name of the building? Rest. A big structure. So it may cause a temporal financial setback. But eventually, it will pay. Number three, it will cause your personal ambition. Jeremiah 20 verse 9, Jeremiah said, I was tired of preaching, but the word of God was shut up in my mouth. In John 21 verse 3, Peter was a fisherman, and after Jesus Christ died, he said, I want to go back to fishing. That was all he lived for, but he had to go back to obey God. In Acts 9 verse 1 to 6, the same story of Paul having an ambition to please the Pharisees. How many of us had ambition before God got lost, before you had a dream? Had your dream like, you want to do this, you want to do this, all your God will say, I want to use you. I was already thinking of how I would do chemical engineer. I already had it. Calculated. My parents invested their life for me. Bought me a laptop at 100 levels. I was the first 100 laptop in my house. What do you want again? You need Android phone take. Like, they wanted to give me all I needed. chose to be an engineer, only to hear that God has called. Only to hear that God has called the engineer to minister. Oh boy. Hey, sometimes your ambition can be X, and then God's call for your life can be A. It may cost you your personal ambition. Altogether, yes. Sometimes obeying God will as is there anybody here that your obeying God has cost you that kind of thing before? Yes, it will cost you. Number four, it may cost you temporal comfort. Obeying God may cost you some temporal comfort. In John chapter 5, verse 17, the Bible says, my father, he far do walk. So I what? Walk. Romans chapter 12, verse 11, the Bible says, never slothful in business, fervent in spirit, what? Serving the Lord. The work of the ministry. You know, my wife was showing me something on Facebook recently, a post by Dr. Umar Okwai. He was advising pastors to rest. He was now recounting stories of pastors that have died because of overwork. He said that one preaching is equal to 7 days military work. So Dr. Paul Enige said the same thing. I heard him say since 2013. Said that one preaching like this, he said it's equal to 5 military work. His father is a major general. So he knows what he's talking about. Altogether, yes. He's talking about hard work. Why will I be fasting the way I'm fasting if I'm not a pastor? Why? Why will I be shutting up myself to pray if I'm not a pastor? Charlie said, my problems are not that big. Why will I fast 2 days or 3 days to be? Why? My problems are not big. If it's only my problem, how will I be doing 7 hours prayer? How? Who is pushing me? It's work. What will it cost you to produce a message that is important? Not to be repeating yourself. To have something fresh to say that you have never said before. Not that I have not preached one sermon twice. Not once. Well, it will cost you something. To study, to read, to pray, and not just to come with knowledge, you must be anointed. So it may cost you temporal comfort. When people are sleeping, you cannot sleep like them. When everybody is chewing, you cannot chew. When people are traveling, you cannot travel. Now, I cannot leave this everywhere I go to in the world. I must be back here on Saturday. A member can travel for 2 weeks and come back where they want to come back. That's the truth. So, obeying God for now, this is my own situation. For your own case, it will cost you some comfort. If you ever want to be an excellent singer, it will cost you a lot. There are things you will never do. There are things you will never say. Only to learn keyboard. Pastor, me want to kill. Only just to learn the four chords. And now, without releasing your breath. Difficult. Not to hold four notes. Four. It's difficult. And he was not training me on voice training. He was training me on to be able to learn to hear sound. Now, how about a singer? It comes to something. I hear I didn't know what Imam was doing before. When he come and say, okay, now he get the key, then he starts singing from the key. I didn't know what he was doing. Until one person said, okay, this is what most singers do. You get the key, he say, you don't know. But if the person can sing on any key, it will cost you some training. Anything you will obey God, it will cost you some temporal comfort. It may not be comfortable in the beginning. Come on, are we together? Number five, it will cost you lots of human approval. A lot of people will not approve you. 2 Timothy 4, verse 16. Paul said, when I stand to defend myself, no one stood with me. In Acts chapter 10, verse 1 to 20, when Peter saw the vision of a rope dropping to him in a vision, and God said, go and preach to Cornelius. It was a difficult thing. When he came back, he was being challenged by the remaining apostles. They never approved what he did. If you are waiting for human approval, you will never make it. I'm telling you. There are 8 billion people in the world. If you are fat, they will say, add a little flesh, you are too skinny. You are chubby, reduce yourself. You are short, you are down to earth. You are tall, you are too tall. You are rich, you are too rich. Or you are too selfish. You are poor, you are broke. You are fair. somebody have something to say concerning anything, if God, that is the most perfect God, there is a church called Church of Satan, their preaching is against God, as innocent as God is, don't think people will approve you most times. I am naturally choleric. Most times I don't move me. Like, what people say, what people do, it doesn't naturally move me. Hallelujah. Have you ever asked whether my preaching was good or not? I've never asked whether what I preached on Sunday was nice. Never. I say, how was the preaching today? Was it blessed? No. So long as I did what God sent me to do, I don't care. Yes. Because let me tell you the effect. I can dance now today. She says, no, move. I'll be moved by what she feels. I'll be moved by the congregation. Hey, you have to stiffen your heart. Be like stone. So that I want to say something, I say, this people may interpret me, or this person may think he's the one I'm talking about. Don't say it. Because if you wait for human approval, you will never obey God. Never. You wait for everybody to say yes, 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 yes. I will say war to you when every man speak well of you. It's a war, that is a curse is upon you. So obeying God may cost you some disapproval from men. But then say to hell with every man. So long as this is God's will, you obey. Come on, are we together? Are you hearing me at all? Number 6, obeying God may cause you pain, suffering, and losses. Sometimes it may cause you pain. Sometimes there are some of us, I see your eyes, and I can see pain. Sometimes I can look at some of you and I can see suffering. Some of them, because I can recognize that suffering because I went through something like that. Yes, that's the truth. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 11:27, in fasting, offering, in suffering, a lot of things. Acts 16:23, 1 Corinthians 6:5, it may cause you some pain. There was a day I came back when I was in my former mansion. See, that was why I said there is a room in this house, this city, I don't like going there. Where my former accommodation, because if I go there, it just brings back memories of tears to me. There were days when I cried on that bed to sleep. There were days when I cried, fell down on the bed, on the floor, crying. There was a day when I was in a retreat, praying, 10 hours prayer, 6 or 7 hours in the prayer that broke into tears. I started crying. The devil was saying to me, you are wasting your time. After I cried, then I laughed. Yes. Either I've laughed, I look at how many hours is remaining. I continue. I continued. There were days when I was praying, I just felt so depressed. I just have to say, look for a movie to watch to relax my mind. 5 minutes into the video, I shut down, I continue praying. Sometimes obey, you will face some pains. You may suffer. You will suffer. Sometimes, in obeying God, if Jesus suffered in obeying God, your own may be different, but you will go through a process. Come on, are we together? Yes. And then number 7, finally, the cause of obeying God is demonic attacks. Demonic attacks. Demons will obey you. As you make up your mind to obey God, be ready for demons to come to you. Because they are part of the test. They are the last test before your blessing. Hallelujah. To say, he that is not for us, Luke 9:50 is. Jesus said unto him, forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. Bible says 2 Corinthians 10:4, though we walk in the flesh, with no war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but through God, the prince of strongholds, casting down imaginations. Hallelujah. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. The moment you say you want to obey God, there will be satanic attacks. The devil will attack your finances, attack your health, attack everything with the aim of making you compromise. First of all, everything may be going gloomy, 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 and then you say, Lord, I want to obey you. First of all, the devil will attack something important to you. There will be demonic attacks just to make you to give up. And then surprisingly, when you give up, things will become normal again. There are witches, Pastor Makaniwa, Prophet Makaniwa, saying we call it economic witchcraft or scientific witchcraft. The devil will attack anything that will want you to make you to give up. Sometimes that test, the devil wants to push you to the brim. And then when you don't give up, then God begins to lift you up. Are we together? Yes, demons will come to attack you. So obeying God will cause you, number one, I said, was what? Loss of relationship, family, right? Loss of what? Temporal financial security. Number three, loss of personal ambition. Number four, loss of temporal comfort. Number five, loss of human approval. Number six, because of pain, suffering and losses and demonic katana. How do you align to pay the price? How many of us want to pay the price for greatness? Hallelujah. Now very soon we are starting our Rababa mentorship class, and then it will really be a great experience. Hallelujah. How do you align to pay the price? Number one is take a vow of obedience. Joshua chapter 24 verse 15 says, as for me and my house, we will what? Serve the Lord. Vow that says, wherever you may lead, I will follow you. I have no will of my own. Your will be done in my life. Take the lead, O Lord. Just vow to obey God. But the Paul and he said, when he was praying for a wife, he said, Lord, give me a wife that will follow me to Sahara Desert at the shortest notice. Like, Lord, I want a wife that said, God, say we should move to Sahara, say that she will follow. Like, vow to obey God. God, if you say, pull my shoe and trek, I will pull it. God, if you say, drop my tablet, I will drop it. One day, last year and this year, I was saying, I used to hear people say that the Lord asked them for something and then he paid them so much and then they dropped that sacrifice. People say they came and dropped a sacrifice. So me, I said, Lord, what is it that I have to sacrifice? Because everything I've given already, like my life, everything, just to put myself in an offering basket I've not done. Like everything. Everything. I don't have one now that the girl says, I give you as a sacrifice. I don't know. Everything is already taken already. Talk about to obey God. If God says, leave ministry, it's a good testimony. You move. Don't take a vow that, Lord, my own, most times I have to behave. Sometimes I used to ask myself whether I have to think sometimes. But once God said, do something, and I get a clear instruction, I act. Do this, I act. Like, this mentorship plan that we started, and then the plan was not to start now, but I was in the office on Wednesday. God said, start. I was just called Pastor Ming, where are you now? Can you come? Like, I did not even meditate. I did not even say, first lady, where are you? And can you come? It was on Sunday. I was telling Pastor Abe, please, this is what happened this week, so that before you know, before I announce the year, before you hear it. Just straight, move. When God said, you just move. You don't start discussing board meeting with God. Okay, God, sit down, let's talk. No. Be ready to move. God said, move here, you move. Take a vow that, Lord, anytime you instruct, I will obey. Come on, hallelujah. Number two, close all exit doors. To be able to obey, you have to close all, exit. Exit door. When God called Elisha, first of all, he killed the animal he was farming with. Burned the plow. That means Elijah will die here. Because I have nothing to go back to. You get the concept? Like, I have nothing to go back to. I have killed the animal already. I have burned the plow. I have nothing. So ministry must work. See, if you just know around, all of us will be SMS on Sunday, next Sunday. I am the only person that must make this person work. Have you even understanding me? Yes. Take close. That is why God told me, one of the reasons God told me to go full time. I have nothing else that will work anywhere. I am not selling t-shirt anywhere. I don't have a shop anywhere that gives me money. So I must make up my mind for people to be blessed. So that they can rise and bless me. Are you understanding me at all? Yes. Close every door that will make you look as if you want to go back. Bible says, when Samuel's mother, Hannah, brought him to the temple, she said, take offering. Bible says, I learned 1 Samuel 1:28 to the last verse. Take offering, just like, you know, the way you put offering basket. Say, you are not going back. Every year she'll bring his clothes there. Don't even think you are, no matter what is happening in the temple, you are sealed. You are there. She told him when they gave back that you are offering. I have told God that you are an offering already. Like you are gone. So Samuel had to behave not like the sons of Eli. Because he knew he had nothing to go back to. So when you want to obey God, close all exit doors. Because if you have something you will fall back to, you will not be serious in the real assignment. Because you have an option. First time here, guys. I don't have a side chick. It's my wife alone. So she must be fine. I don't have anywhere to. I don't have anywhere to go to. Yes, that's the truth. So you focus on the one you have. Bishop Edebo said, nobody that is a, he said that when he goes into ministry, he vowed that nobody that is doing ministry part-time will ever beat him in ministry. When you go to work and come back, me, I'm there full-time, you will never beat him. That's what he said. And I don't know somebody that is his age in ministry has beat him. So close all other options. All together, I'm not saying burn your certificate though. I didn't say that. All together, I didn't say burn certificate. Somebody will go and say, it's led to burn his certificate. Praise God. I've heard of people that have done that though. God got them to minister and they burned the certificate. Like degree certificate. When I'm burned it. But I say, it's closed only. You know what exit doors means to you all together? Close all the options. For me, I said, no, I will not do any work. I will never write a CV. That's why I never had a CV. I don't know how to write CV. I didn't even research because I didn't want to be ready to be applying job. And one of those days, I came back home. I said, Lord, I have a certificate. I am going to apply for a job. I knelt down to pray. God told me, if you take a job, you will give birth to an Ishmael. Full stop. Keep quiet. Like, that was the only thing God said. If you take a job, you will give birth to an Ishmael. And then, I am smart enough to know the meaning. Abraham was supposed to wait for Isaac. And then he went and had one night stand with Hagar. Gave birth to Ishmael. Till today, the world has not recovered from that mistake. So God was telling me that you can get a job, but you will create a problem that till you die, you have not solved. You get the meaning? Wait for your Isaac. Wait for it. So close all exit door to you obeying God. Number three is decide to obey all scriptural at all scriptural costs. In Ephesians chapter 3 verses, or Daniel chapter 3 verse 16, the Bible says, they told the king, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. Hallelujah. At all costs, you will obey. Even if people will embarrass me, even if people will not talk to me. I told myself, ministry must work. I told myself, many people, you see, I remember those days, many people from my campus, people, when myself started and then Pastor Tom started, people were saying that, these guys are too serious, that give them 1 year, they will stop. It's campus gara-gara. Somebody called my friend and said, is this campus gara-gara? That's why you're going to a Saturday night church. It's not, and they didn't know what was born in us. It was not, if it's campus gara-gara, will I be still here? No, now. God will help us in Jesus' name. Number four, be addictive. Have an addictive grave to fulfill your purpose. Have what we call addictive grave to fulfill your purpose. This addiction that, Lord, what you want me to do is what I will do. If you are a singer, be addictive to becoming a singer and fulfilling your purpose. In Acts chapter 17, verse 28, the Bible says, in him I live, in him I move, and in him I what? Philippians 3:13 says, Paul says, this one thing I do. You know, in 1 John chapter 3, Jesus Christ says, for this purpose will the Son of God make manifest that he may destroy the works of the devil. Be addictive. Hallelujah. Preach the message, even if nobody view, upload it. What did I say? Sing that song, even if nobody listens, sing it. Hallelujah. Open that business. If no customer come, open tomorrow. Be addictive that, Lord, I will be what you want me to be. Come on, hallelujah. I will what? Be what you want me to be. I am addiction. For me, ministry is higher than nicotine addiction. Higher than cocaine. Like, it is. I am here full time. What did I say? Blood, spirit, and body. I am here. Like, what God wants me to do, no witch can stop me. I must do, if God say, pray for the sick, I will do it. Dig deep grave to fulfill your purpose. I don't want to stand before God and God will look at me. This is who we are supposed to be. You didn't do it because you did not obey this. This is who I have meant you to be. You are supposed to obey this instruction so that this door can open and I didn't. I don't want to stand before God and God will look at me. Because when you stand before God, you will not say, because I married so because of my wife. When Adam told God, the wife you gave me, God did not say it's because of his wife. He excused him. He punished him. Is that not true? No excuse will be justifiable. My parents, we are not helping. No. I was in Kogisa, not recording in the studio. What is God business? Du Shenyoko was recording outside the country. You don't have the money, record anywhere. I watched a guy that won a Grammy. What did I say? A Grammy. You know Grammy at all? How did he win his Grammy? Say he was using flute and then laptop. That was when he recorded his song. I watched another guy that were being featured on CNN. They used broken Android phone to shoot movies. Broken Android phone. Do you see it? Did anybody here see it? Broken Android phone to shoot movies. African, local African. All excuses that we have can be overcome. Are we together? Yes. So from where you are, be addictive. Lord, I will not waste time. Begin to move. Are we together? Bishop Jake, when he started the ministry, everybody that was laughing at him, they used to call him a young pastor. He's 60. He's in his 60s now, and the church is 45 years. That means he started at what age? They used to call him boy preacher. But is he a boy preacher? For you to bring it to Nigeria, oh boy. Some comfortable dollars has left your account. They're comfortable. It is valued per second. Value per what? Per second. To have teeth is changed, stand on your stage. Even forward your book. It's not big. It's not big. Hallelujah. Remember the benefit of obeying God. In case many times, how many of us have read Deuteronomy 28, the whole of Deuteronomy 28? Sometimes in this month of obedience, please try and read it. So that chapter of the Bible, for me, is a summary of obedience and disobeying God. If you obey God, chapter 1 to 14, this will happen to you. And then if you disobey God, then God started. This will happen. As in, the consequence are like almost time two chapters of obedience. I'm telling you. It's like God was angry. But if you obey God, so just 14 chapters or 13 or something like that. But if you disobey, then the curse is started. So sometimes when I think of the benefit and the consequence, just obey. Hallelujah. I want to obey. And then finally, have your mindset of sacrifice. 2 Timothy 3 verse 13, the Bible says, we are God's servant. Mindset of sacrifice. Be willing to suffer sacrifice. Hallelujah. It's costing me a lot to be able to preach consistently. But then it's worth a sacrifice. Is that not true? It's worth it. Make up your mind that I will sacrifice until I rise. I will sacrifice until I what? Rise. I was reading of the story of this guy. He had to sell everything. He was sleeping in his car for like 6 months before the company started. And then today he's a multi-billionaire. Sometimes you have to sacrifice to have some things. To set up some things. Until those things are ready. Pastor David Ibiomi said he didn't fly out of this country for 14 years when the church started or something like that. He said he didn't fly. He said he wanted the ministry to grow first before he flew. He can fly out. So sometimes have your mindset of sacrificing and then obeying God. I have two counsel he has not given us. The number one counsel is, no matter what it will cost you to obey, whatever obedience will cost you, it will never equate the dividend in time and in eternity. Do you know what that means? Whatever obeying God will cost you, it will never equate the benefit on earth and in eternity. In Romans chapter 8 verse 13. No, Romans 8, 18. The Bible says, for we reckon that the sovereign of this present time are not worthy to be compared with what? The glory that shall be revealed in us. In Mark chapter 10, verse 29 to 30, the Bible says, when you suffer persecution, in this time you have land and houses. If you pay the cost, no devil can stop you from harvest. Did you hear what I said? If you pay the cost and obey God, no devil can what? Stop you from the harvest. If you can't pay the cost, obey God. Galatians 6:7 says, whatsoever a man sows, that shall he what? Lamentation 3:37. He said, who is it that saith, and it cometh to pass when God has not commanded it? So if you can pay the cost, you will get the harvest. And I prophesy upon you grace to be able to pay your price. The price for a pastor may not be the same for an entrepreneur. May not be the same for a professional person. May not be for the same that is. So your cost may be different from my mind. Ask the Lord. First of all, let's appreciate God for his word and say, Father, thank you for talking to us this evening. Thank you for talking to us. Thank you for talking to us. Thank you. Then ask the Lord, Lord, I receive grace to pay the price to obey you. I receive grace to pay the price. I receive the grace. I will pay the price. The seven cost beyond, I will pay it. But Lord, when it's time for my glorification, let me rise. When it's time for my glorification, let me rise. When it's time for my glorification, let me rise. When it's time for my glorification, let me rise. Kalana malanda parada bala gada brala baya gala gada. Take our time to appreciate God for his faithfulness, for his grace. Thank you for the grace so far. Hini mofi is hafu. Olarumi. Prophesy upon your life that you will not compromise the process. Grace to obey God in the name of Jesus. Grace to follow God wherever he leads you. Grace to stay on course. Grace to be focused. Grace to go through the process. The cost of relationship. Hallelujah. Sometimes it can be emotionally draining. For grace to go through it in the name of Jesus Christ. The temporal financial setback, grace not to compromise. May God give you a strong heart to be able to withstand human disapproval. Be open to constructive criticism and observation. Are you all together? But then whenever people are against the will of God for your life, their hearts to stay on course is needed, and God gives it unto you in Jesus' name. I want to pray for our offering. Once again, I prophesy that very soon your money will be too much to hold and come to church with. You will make bank transfers in 4 zeros, 5 zeros, 6 zeros, 7 figures, 8 digits, 9 figures, so long as Jesus tarries. God will lift you up to be able to be part of his work.
As you are giving, your giving keep rising. In the name of Jesus. Father, let us prophesy over our giving. You receive it. Cause it to produce hundredfold harvest. We give to a church through a man, but you collect it. But the Bible says Abraham paid tithe to God, but he gave it to the priest Melchizedek. As we drop our offering, Lord, bless our lives. For there is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. There is he that withholdeth. May no one give to this church and not have a testimony. We ask for wisdom to manage the resources we keep on receiving. In Jesus' name. And I prophesy upon everyone here going through financial crisis. May God grant you the grace to stay above the waters. May God give you a miracle this weekend in the name of Jesus. May people remember you from known and unknown quarters. May business contract come to you in the name of Jesus. May God take away reason why you have to spend money. May your phone not crack. May your shoe not cut. May your life not finish. May your data not finish. May nothing that will make you spend money not happen in the name of. May your bees multiply. May your food stock multiply. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you, Lord, for today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Can we cast our offering with excitement?
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.